भगवद्गीता 11.15 अर्जुन उवाच पश्यामि देवांस्तव देवदेहे सर्वां तथा भूतविशेषसङ्घान् ब्रह्माणमीशं कमलासनस्थं ऋषींश्च सर्वानुरुगांश्च दिव्यान्। पश्यामि देवांस, सो पश्यामि, आई शैल सी देवांस, और आई एम एबल टू सी रादर, ओ डिवाइन बीइंग, तव देव देहे। सो हियर वी सी देयर इज अ अलिटरेशन ऑफ द साउंड ऑफ दे, देवांस देव देहे, पश्यामि देवांस तव देव देहे, ओ डिवाइन बीइंग, इन योर फॉर्म आई एम सीइंग, सर्वां तथा भूत विशेष संघान, ऑल काइंड ऑफ बींग्स आई एम सींग, विशेष संघान, स्पेशल बींग्स। सो नॉर्मली से इफ वी सी अ क्राउड से ऑन द ऑन रेलवे स्टेशन इन मुंबई, दैट्स नॉट अनयूजल, बट इफ इन द क्राउड नॉर्मली वी विल सी इंडियंस, मोस्टली वी विल सी महाराष्ट्रियंस, बट इंडियंस बेसिकली। But if suddenly in the crowd we start seeing people who are Africans, we are seeing certain people who are Chinese, who are Americans, who are Australians, basically when we start seeing people from various parts of the world within that crowd, we will be surprised. No, so just a crowd is not unusual. But a crowd comprised of people of Vishesha Sanghan with special characteristics that are not usually found in the same place, then that will be surprising. So as Arjuna is describing here what he is seeing, so he states, Vashyami Devams Tava Deva Dehe Sarvam Satha Bhuta Vishesha Sanghan Sarvam Satha, I am able to see in this form, Bhuta Vishesh Sanghan, I am able to see a wide variety of beings over there. Brahmanam Isham Kamalasanastham, Brahmanam Isham, oh Lord, I am, Deva, I am seeing Brahmanam, Brahma, Isham. There I'm seeing Isham, who is the one who is the controller. So usually the word Isha is used to refer to Shiva. Often in the name Keshava. So there also it is said that the one who is the Lord of Brahma and Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. So in that also the word Isha refers to Shiva. So here it is Brahmanam Isham
Kamalasanastham.
Kamalasanastham, to be situated on the seat of a lotus. This refers to Brahmaji, who is famously seated on a lotus. In fact, he is born itself on a lotus. At the start of the universal manifestation, a primeval lotus emanates from the navel of Garbhodaksha Vishnu, and it is on that navel that
Brahmaji appears.
So Kamalasanastham. So here it is said that I am seeing Brahmaji on a lotus flower. Now you have to understand here that this lotus flower which he is seeing, it's not exactly that he is seeing the whole lotus body going down to the form of Garbhodaksha Vishnu at the bottom of the universe, and it's a lotus is the thing on which lotus is on the thing on which Brahmaji is born, and lotus is also his normal sitting place. It's like a king has a throne where the king normally sits. The king can sit at other places also, so it's not that Brahmaji is motionless throughout all his life, not doing anything or going anywhere. But there's a default sitting place which defines a person. and it's like a king is defined by the default sitting place of the throne. So like that, Brahmaji is defined, characterized, we could say rather more precisely rather than defined. Brahmaji is characterized by the default sitting place of the Kamalasanastham.
So here Brahma and Shiva both are seated.
Rushimscha sarvan urugamscha divyan. So Rushimscha sarvan. So now Brahmaji is situated right at the top of the universe. Shiva is in Kailash, which is also in the higher parts of the universe. Rishi refers to the higher beings, the sages.
So sages exist on the earth also,
but sages are people who are living in goodness, or at least striving to live in goodness, and thus often the sages are situated in the higher planets, especially the top three planets, Satyaloka, Janloka, Tapaloka. That is why sages are there. So Ushimscha sarvan urugamscha divyan. Urugamscha divyan. So urugam, it can refer to serpents, and we could say that serpents are lower beings and they live somewhere in the lower parts of the universe. But it's also said over here divyan. The serpents are not ordinary, they are transcendental. So these transcendental serpents are this refers actually to, it can at once level refer to the serpent who's at the bottom of the cosmic universe, at the bottom. So the serpent that is the bed of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So basically it is Arjuna is getting a vision of the whole universe in terms of its whole we could say vertical scope, right from the highest planetary systems to the lowest, or from the top of the universe to the bottom. Later on he will describe how various prominent persons in the universe are also seen by him. Rudra, Aditya, Vasu, Yaja, Sadhya. So different beings will be described later, how Arjuna is seeing all of them. But here primarily the focus is on describing how Arjuna is getting to behold the whole scope of the universe. And Arjuna is describing that Pashyami Devamstava Deva Dehe. Dehe, the word Deha or Sharira, that is coming again and again, because this form is not just an abstract vision in the sense that it's not a formless, amorphous coagulation of things. It's a concrete revelation within a concrete dimension. That is the form. So we had the word Sharira or Deha coming again and again. Just in the previous verse it was there. It's two verses ago. Apashyadeva Devasya Sharire Pandavastada. Sanjay, while describing this in the 13th text, he said that Tatraikastham Jagat Krishnam Pravibhaktamanekadha Apashyadeva Devasya Sharire Pandavastada. So in the Sharira, a Pandava saw in one place the astonishing variety of the universe. And before that also, Krishna had also told Arjuna that Yahikastam Jagat Krishnam Pashyadisacharacharam Mamadehe Gudakesha Yachanya Drashtumichasi. In the 7th text said that Mamadehe Gudakesha. So Deha had come twice. Deha and Sharira are synonyms. They have come twice. Each of them has come once earlier. And here Arjuna, when he is describing also, he's stating Pashyami Devamstava Deva Dehe. In your form, O Lord, I am seeing all this. Arjuna will continue his description in the future verses. Actually, almost for 17-18 verses, he will continue his description, and we'll discuss that in our future talks. Thank you.